This is In the Studio with Mohawk College President Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College.
I'm in the studio today with Joseph Duda, who's a manager of the agency in the McKeel School of Business. Joseph, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you here. Maybe you could start by telling our listeners what the agency is and what it does here at Mohawk.
Well, it's kind of an interesting, innovative idea. What we're doing is engaging students from a number of programs, including advertising, public relations, marketing, and now graphics, and engaging them with various not-for-profit clients, where they're, rather than it being a strictly just an academic exercise, they engage with the clients and produce real-world solutions for them in the general sense of marketing communication strategies. Everything is integrated into the curriculum. They work under faculty supervision. So what they have to do is please a couple of masters, not only their faculty to get the marks that they need to make the grade, but also to be creative problem solvers and do a job for real clients.
So Joe, what's your background? How did you come to Mohawk? I think you've been here since 2008. So
yes.
What's your educational background? What did you bring in terms of experience?
Well, I'm a graduate of what's called OCAD now. Back in the day, it was Ontario College of Art. Out of that, I come from the creative side. I floated around with the various ad agencies in Toronto, finally decided that I'd like being my own boss, set up my own shop. Eventually ended up being a founding partner and creative director of a company based in Burlington called OK&D Marketing Communications. Finally, I retired from the business and decided I wanted to kind of take what I knew and translate that into something I could offer to students. So that's when I started here, part-time teaching in the advertising program.
And was it your idea to come up with the agency? Did it come through?
That's a bit of a funny story. The previous dean at the School of Business gave me kind of a two-sentence brief. He said, conceptually, this is what we'd like to do. And because of my background, he said, can you make something happen here? So I said, yeah, I think I can make something happen here. So I set up the protocol. I set up how we get clients. I set up how the students work, how we can engage with the faculty and the curriculum, et cetera. And it's the third year now in operation, and it seems to be working all right. We're getting really good feedback, both from the clients and, more significantly, the students.
So let's start with the students, because that's always should be our area of focus. So how do they benefit having that real-world life lab situation available to them called the agency?
There's a lot of things that come into play. Academically, you could almost tick off the box and do the things that you're required to get a good mark, and that's wonderful. But when you're engaging with real clients, now you've got to start engaging in some of the soft skills that you're going to need to succeed out in the workplace. As a result, they've got to understand a client's needs, be problem solvers, be able to deal with clients who sometimes don't have any kind of marketing communications expertise and ask some kind of odd questions or whatever, or their demands may be a little bit out of whack. They've got to manage all of that and understand what the problem is, come up with a solution for it, and deliver it in a convincing way. So that prepares them for kind of real world out there, but also it helps them in terms of putting something in their portfolio of skills that'll engage any future employers so that they look at it and go, well, you got it academically, but you also got a bit of experience. That gets them a leg up. I know I interviewed lots of people when I was in industry, and if I saw some fresh-faced talent that had a little bit of experience, that really bode well for them.
So can we see that real-world experience actually pay back in terms of people, students getting, graduates getting jobs quicker? Or have you seen it?
Right now, there's a lot of the students specifically in the advertising program who are out looking for internships. And I've been talking to them, and what I'm hearing back is that it does help. It is something that's visible in their books. It's something that they can talk about. They can do a case history approach when they're talking to somebody about future employment and say, look, I've solved some problems. And I keep on telling the students that what you are is creative problem solvers. It doesn't matter what the discipline is. You've got to come to the table with a solution. And just that discipline and get that training into you so that when you're out there, you've got a leg up on the competition. And it seems that, from what I'm hearing anyway, is that it's helping them tremendously.
What about from the client's point of view? How difficult is it to attract clients into this concept where, they have students working on their ideas, on their materials?
When we started 3 years ago, it was a little tough because we had to just literally compile a list of not-for-profits within the area and reach out to them with e-blasts. Over the course of the past few years, that's been the way that we get new business. We've dealt with a lot of different clients from the Red Cross to the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra, SPCA. The list is pretty considerable. But that's not too much of a problem right now. But the other thing that we've done is reach out to Innovation Factory and start a relationship with them where we're going to take on startups. Now, we've already started that to a degree. And that's a different kind of challenge for the students where they have to, because the expectations are higher for the startups, where they've got some skin in the game and they want to make sure they get off to a good start. And the students so far have been able to step up to that challenge as well.
You're listening to In the Studio. In the Studio. With Mohawk College President Ron McCurley.
I'm in the studio today with Joseph Duda, who's the manager of the agency, which is in the McKeel School of Business, part of our advertising, marketing, public relations, media and entertainment, graphics, all sorts of support for students in those courses. Joseph, the agency has been up and running now, you said, for about 3 years.
Yes.
Tell me, what's the most interesting campaign that you've seen and worked on to date, in your view?
In my view, and also from the point of view of the students, they love working on Supercrawl. That's a high-profile kind of multimedia event in Hamilton. As soon as we started that relationship with them about 2 years ago, the students jumped on it and went, oh, this is really cool to work on. Part of the thing that is so exciting about that is it started off as a marketing assignment for marketing students where they had to come up with a marketing plan for Supercrawl. That segued then into something where advertising students would develop an advertising strategy for them. So we're currently working with them right now, and there's a high level of energy, creative ideas, how can we push the boundaries and get noticed. So that seems to be the one that's most exciting. But there have been all sorts of other ones that we've done. One of them was called Home Sweet Hope. It was basically a not-for-profit helping homeless, but in the weirdest place on earth, which is Oakville and Burlington. And it was aimed at helping young families, mothers and children, where they're basically abandoned by the husband. All of a sudden, they went from a comfortable lifestyle to zero. No support system, nothing. But they had no budget for anything at all. Students came up with a kind of a guerrilla campaign where they were doing chalked kind of messages all over Oakville and Burlington. Well, that cost nothing but about $80 worth of chalk. The media picked up on it and got a lot of exposure for Home Sweet Hope. I thought that was really clever, innovative, and making something out of nothing.
And it lasts until the first rain, and then they have
pretty
to
happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we kept running them out there.
Joe, if one of the listeners happens to listen to this and says, "Wow, I think I'm working for a not-for-profit or I'm working for an organization that would really benefit from these services," how would they go about connecting into the agency, into you or others?
The best bet is just to contact me directly. So you can get me at joe.dude@mohawkcollege.ca. And if you do that, I could respond to you almost immediately.
Perfect. Now, Joe, I understand that the students call you Yoda. Why do they call you Yoda? I can do a Yoda impersonation, by the way,
really?
But I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Maybe because of my wisdom, I don't know, but I put my tongue in my cheek firmly when I come saying that to you, that's for sure.
Okay. Yoda Duda. It has a ring to it, doesn't it?
I think so. I think you got a future in marketing, Ron.
Joe, thank you very much for being with us here today. In studio today was Joseph Duda, who's the manager of the agency in the McKeel School of Business. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ron.
In the Studio with Ron McCurley, conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College. Produced by students and staff in the studios at 101.5 The Hawk FM. Look for the podcast on iTunes and join us next time for In the Studio with Ron McCurley.